Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, September 17th, 2009. All the geek without the weight. And you know what? Today's a better day.
It is.
It is. It was a better night than it was a day yesterday. But today, better day. Oh, well. Sorry. Letting the day job stuff interfere. Good morning and good afternoon or good evening, depending on when you listen, you know? This
isn't
exactly live.
Us.
It is. It's weird. It's weird. Who is us? Well, today, of course, you've got the Flintstress.
Any guy in tight jeans runs into water, I was taking pictures.
I bet you were.
Not just any guy.
Uh-huh, sure. And because I have successfully navigated through the timey-wimey wibbly-wobblies of clocks at a radio station, I am the triumphant Billy Flynn.
You are awesome, my man.
I'm feeling it today anyway.
You are awesome.
So, yes, September 17th, this date in 1859, Edward Norton I, the first emperor of America. He proclaimed himself emperor, and he lived his life as emperor. Mark Twain knew him, and it makes a fantastic story that you can read about in Neil Gaiman's Sandman. Find it. It's absolutely true, and it's amazing.
Cool. I went back to 1787. The Constitution was signed today.
Oh, yeah.
It was September 17th. It's called Citizenship Day. It used to be Constitution Day.
And remember that for citizenship class, folks. 1931, LPs or long-playing records were demonstrated for the first time by RCA in New York City.
New York City.
Get a rope.
1920, the NFL, National Football League, was organized.
Excellent. Hank Williams Jr. still singing the song. 1934, the first 33 and a third RPM record was released. It was Beethoven's fifth, and you know
dun,
what?
Dun, dun, dun.
Instantaneously went to number one.
On this date in 1972, MASH premiered on CBS.
This date in 2007, AOL announced it would become advertiser-based and not subscription-based since everyone found better ways to get porn and hook up on the side.
Does anyone even use AOL anymore?
Not to my knowledge. Happy birthdays going out to Austin St. John. He's 34. That's Jason Lee Scott on Go Go Power Rangers.
Nice. Happy birthday to Doug E. Fresh.
All 6 minutes. Six minutes.
Doug E. Fresh, you're on. He's 43.
Wow. Okay, I'm old. Yuji Naka's 44, video game programmer of the original Sonic the Hedgehog. You know, the good one.
Yeah. Oh. Baz Luhrmann is 47, Moulin Rouge.
Outstanding. Charles Martinet is 54, the voice of Mario, Luigi, Wario, Waluigi, and Toadsworth.
It's a Mario. Bruce Spence. 64.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bruce?
Tion Medon in Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the
Sith.
Oh,
he was awesome. I love him. I have my Tion Medon action figure.
Sorry, I said it wrong.
I have no idea. I don't remember this guy at all. This was the birthday of John Ritter. We miss you, John Ritter.
Yes, we do.
Because, you know, TV just isn't the same without Jack Tripper.
Come and knock on my door.
Okay, I can do that. Tonight, oh my God, CBS Survivor Samoa. Survivor is still going on.
Isn't it those cookies with the coconut?
Oh, I don't like those at all.
ABC reruns Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice.
Crime
new TV
doctors.
Is on the way, yeah.
And it is on NBC, all new Saturday Night Live political special, Parks and Rec, The Office, and the new show Community with Chevy Chase and Dr. Ken. So how can you go wrong?
Right. Followed by Jay Leno. We'll see how he
does. Whatever. I'm done with that.
On Fox, new episodes of Bones and highly anticipated for us, at least, Fringe.
Oh, my
back.
God. Against the Office? No. Good thing I've got the DVR that records two channels.
Yes, sir.
The CW on The Vampire Diaries, Jeremy struggles with drug use. And on Supernatural, Castell searches for God.
Yikes.
Sorry, I just don't know what came over me there.
A&E has on Crime 360, the show where they take a 360 view of the crime scene. Sounds kind of cool.
Nah. You got to go to BET for New Jack City. What?
Oh, right.
When
Chris
Judge
Rock.
Reinhold. Oh, Pookie. You're the man, Pookie. Totally.
Right? I wonder what his Indian name would be.
I don't want to know.
Because we have Dances with Wolves on AMC.
Ah, uh-huh. I like what you did there. FX has got Grandma's Boy.
It's got to be edited for TV.
Tremendously. And it's always sunny in Philadelphia. New episode tonight as well.
Our favorite animated show, Phineas and Ferb, is on the Disney Channel.
Fantastic. Discovery Channel, Man vs. Fish, Matt vs. a Catfish. Okay. Sure.
I think Matt wins.
I would hope so.
Lifetime has Project Runway.
Lifetime television.
For women.
It's been a while since we've been able to do that.
Yeah, well, we watched that show together. What does
we
that
do.
Say?
Project Runway. I'm a woman. If we're watching anything tonight, it's going to be on Sci-Fi Channel because a small-town lawman leads the fight for survival when a military defense network sends its army of deadly cyborgs on a mission to wipe out humanity. Tonight, A. Martinez and Jeremy London star in The Terminators. See, there's more than one, so it's not the same, and you can't
wow.
sue.
Wow, James Cameron
you
can't be
mail,
happy.
You got mail, baby.
No, not at all. Hey there, Flynn Vicker, the and Flinstress. I have a question
hey.
For you. I keep hearing you talk about this during the movie segment on Fridays and Mondays, but we down here in Down Under must be way out of the loop. You ready for the cutest question ever?
Yes.
Who or what the heck is a Tyler Perry? Or even a Madea. That's from Zen Bubble. Zen Bubble, I envy you.
We're moving to Australia.
I envy you like no other. I'm not taking Oceanic Flight 815, though. Because Tyler Perry is a gentleman who had who created a character, Madea. The older, heavy African-American grandma character that he would play in little one-man or one-woman plays, I suppose I would say, which has turned into be movies, and he's even made TV shows. And I guess I can't complain since I'm not the target audience, but I would say that I find it offensive
yeah.
to watch.
It's a caricature and a stereotype in all the wrong ways and perpetuates, you know, some of the behavior.
And so good for you, Tyler Perry. Fantastic. I don't know.
He's making bank off of it, and, you know, you're not missing anything down under.
No, you're not. You're really not. I don't think so. If I'm wrong, Tyler Perry fans, please tell me the subtleties of Madea by sending a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicker the Bruce, or Flinstress all at geekradiodaily.com. Stop yawning. We've got another part of the show to do.
I'm good.
Because audio books and, you know, that geekified news, it's coming your way here this Thursday, September 17th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
What is Stranger Things? Stranger Things is the world's first science fiction anthology series syndicated on the internet, shot and released in high definition for free.
How is this possible?
Welcome to the cutting edge, says Chris Miller, co-founder of Podiobooks.com.
This is great online entertainment, says Michael R. Meningay of Farpoint Media. J.C. Hutchins, author of Seventh Son, says Earl Newton and his crew are out of their minds. Stranger Things is a mini masterpiece playing right there on your screen. There are stranger things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Go to StrangerThings.tv and find out just how strange your world can be.
Hi, this is Scott Sigler, the author of Infected, Contagious, The Rookie, and Ancestor, which is out in hardcover May 4th, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, September 17th, 2009. All the geek and hey, the sun, it's kind of up now. That's awesome.
It's beginning to shine.
It's
that
beginning
would have
to
rhymed.
Look a lot like daytime.
2009 shine. Come on, Billy Flynn.
Well, people said we didn't really have to rhyme anymore.
Oh,
that the
okay.
two that the you know
yeah,
without
but that
the
was a is golden that why opportunity.
Is that why you've been looking at me for days now, just going, "What the hell are you doing?"
Maybe. That's,
okay. Well, good to know.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Hey. Do you like audio fiction? How about free audio fiction? Doesn't that effing rock? Well, you can get it at that handy-dandy place called audiobooks.com with new stuff, I understand.
Yeah. Oh, starting off with Emnar, The Inheritance. Now, this is the second book from Isabel Jolie Black. Emnar, The Inheritance is fueled by anger at the death of her sister. Io has chosen to become guardian defender of Emnar. She finds herself mired in intrigue, drama, and angry servants. With her senior servant, Arnades, imprisoned, and rumors of a strange mental plague spreading throughout the city, Io refuses to let anything get in her way as she prepares to become guardian defender and lead Emnar into a new world.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of exciting. I mean, if
Bring
you liked
it.
The first one, sounds like an interesting sequel.
A.P. Stevens, The White Shadow Saga. I love that TV show. It was a great show when I was a kid. The White Shadow Saga, The Stolen Moon of Lundor. I cannot wait for this. It's a fantasy. It's not the basketball. The Era of Peace Among Elves, Men, and Dwarves come to an end when one of Londor's twin moons disappears from the heavens. Without the moon's balancing effect, evil forces grow bold and warfare sickens. and sickness and chaos threaten life itself. Randor Mithira, servant to the elf gods, takes it upon himself to mend the world he has sworn to protect. Oh yeah, he does. Gets a secret band of colorful characters and has an adventure just like the frackin' Goonies, baby. So join the Patio Books bandwagon. It's easy, it's free, and it's just frackin' awesome. So as soon as you finish listening to today's edition of Geek Radio Daily, take your attention and your fingertips over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, Woody Harrelson is going to be a superhero.
Okay, what powers?
Well, no, he's playing in a comedy called Defender, which was picked up in a 7-figure deal by Sony Pictures Worldwide Acquisitions Group for all of the United States, most of Europe, Asia, and Latin America. Woody Harrelson is a self-made superhero, and it made a premiere in Toronto, which people thought was kind of interesting. They sold it out quite quickly, and they're keeping crazy big details away from us. But Woody Harrelson superhero, I think I'm there.
Yeah?
I think I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's going to be pretty funny.
Well, maybe he'll travel, you know, to distant lands, far-off planets.
Hey.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Maybe he'll go to Titan.
Oh.
You know, the moon
of Love
Titan
Saturn. AE.
No, not Titan AE.
Oh.
But scientists have been hard at work taking pictures of Titan, which is a very interesting moon of Saturn because besides the Earth, Titan is the only body in the solar system where liquids directly have been proved to exist. The moon's exceptionally thick atmosphere, chemical reactions occur at freezing temperatures of 179 degrees Celsius. Make this negative.
I was like, wait a minute. It doesn't seem incredibly cold to me.
Negative 179 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, I'll take that out in post.
Makes this the second largest moon of the solar system, especially interesting. And they're finding all different kinds of radar and spectral data and finding out new and interesting things about the geography of Titan.
Sweet. Hey, you know you like geography?
I do.
How about the geography of the Harry Potter universe? How about Universal's Islands of Adventures building 22 acres of a Harry Potter attraction with Hogwarts, with the three broomsticks and Hogshead Pub, and yeah, they'll have pumpkin juice, and yeah, they're going to have butterbeer. They're going to have butterbeer. I mean, they're going to have the Allery, Devrish and Bangs, all kinds of Triwizard
Fred
tournaments
and
are done.
Shop where you can buy.
Absolutely. They're stepping that up. So it's like, fine, take Marvel. We'll get all the kids now with the Harry Potter. You know?
I would definitely be up for that.
Hardcore. We would make the trip for that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And we've got costumes. We can dress
yes,
up and be nerdy and take
do.
Our picture. Yeah. One thing that's not going so well, Mars rover.
No.
Yeah. NASA's not giving up yet, but it looks a bit dire for the Mars rover Spirit. It's been stuck in the mud. Well, sand. Since May. Did
really?
You know this?
No.
It's been stuck in the mud. I mean, don't you just take a couple 2x4s underneath the tires and get it out that way? But anyway.
Well, there's not someone up there.
I know. They may not.
Wally is not up there.
Well, we need to get Wally on this. But they made a duplicate on Earth.
We could spend $5 billion to send the 2x4 plank wielding robot there to Mars.
Anyway, they've even replicated the situation down here on Earth to try to like put our best minds on it and figure it out. But it's having a hard time, and they're doing practice runs. They're not giving up yet, but yeah, it may be stuck in the mud. Call
okay.
AAA. Does AAA have that kind of reach?
I have no idea. Well, stranger things have happened and will happen. The Newlywed Game really wants us to start watching again. Because they're going to have a special celebrity episode of the show in its second season in a revamped format on October 12th. They've already revamped the show.
It's not very good, this new one.
It's not, but you know why we're going to have to watch it? Because Brad Altman and his husband, George Takei, are going to be on the show. Friend of the show.
Really?
George Takei and his husband will be on the Newlywed Game.
I wonder if he's going to talk trash to Shatner.
Oh, that would be interesting because Shatner certainly had some things to say about Mr. Takei. I guess not to Mr. Takei. There at Dragon Con, which I'm sure you've seen the clips on YouTube because they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And so watch those and get ready to watch George Takei on the Newlywed Game. Why not?
Sure.
Geek Radio Daily, thanks for stopping by. It was fun. It was special, and I can't believe it's over. We'll call you. Really. No, stop yawning. I'm being sincere.
I'm with you.
Drop by iTunes, write a review, please. Subscribe while you're there. GRD license under Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Please drop us a piece of mail. Won't you to podcast Billy Flynn, Victor the Bruce, or Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Yes, we're going to church Sunday, huh, my dear?
I ain't going to no church.
Now, hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some churching in it. You said that if the Lord got you through this, you was going by the church, and you're going.
And that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going by the church.
So when you coming?
We just did. I said I would go by the church. We just passed by one. Hallelujah. St. Philip name. Hail Mary, full of grace, and all you people. God bless you. All you little Catholic people. Hello.
Oh, Mabel, the Lord is just so mad. You just make the Lord mad. Oh, bow your head. Let's pray for her. Cora, bow your head. Brian, bow your head.
Mr. Brown, I'm driving.
Yes. The Lord knows he can watch the wheel bow your head.